98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
We are coming to you from the top floor of Duplex Nightclub. The doors to the revelers, as they call them, only closed a mere 2 hours ago, but the cleanup job has been insane.
Well, Brendan, it wouldn't be the first time that we're in a nightclub at 7 o'clock in the morning, would it? We have had an absolute ball this weekend. An honour to be the Grand Marshals in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague. And maybe you're just tuning in and wondering, how did this all come about? It has to be one of the most random things we've ever done.
Definitely. If you're thinking that, we're thinking the same thing.
Yes. So we thought we'd do a bit of a rewind recap. This all kicked off last Monday when we announced some very exciting news.
We have been doing this show for almost 6 years. Over those 6 years, we've been so lucky to do so many fun and really unexpected things. But we think that this is going to take the biscuit. Rebecca and myself have been officially invited to be the Grand Marshals of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague.
Yes, baby! We are going international!
So, obviously, this is the first time that we've been Grand Marshals in a parade.
It's a big deal.
And rightly or wrongly, one of the first things we freaked out about was what to wear. You know, what will we wear? So we went straight to the experts, stylist to the stars, and now us, Laura Mullet, stepped in to try and save us.
Well, I think of green as like kind of a full spectrum. Like, we don't necessarily want to go with sage or pistachio. If it was me, I'd be leaning more so into like khaki or emeralds.
Emeralds.
Okay.
Mint makes us all look anemic, so we're going to avoid mint.
Okay, avoiding mint.
That's really good advice. So avoid mint on this occasion.
Because if you're nervous, you're going to look even more green. And then you're going to have the mint and it's just a whole problem.
Oh, great advice from Laura. We also got some proper words of wisdom from someone who knows exactly what this experience is like. She's been a Grand Marshal not once, but twice on the international stage as well. Miss World 2003 herself, Rosanna Davidson.
Congratulations on your big gig. Who knew you were famous in Prague?
Exactly that.
Have you ever seen a parade at Disneyland and the Disney princesses waving from the top of the float? Bring the Disney princess energy. Do the Queen's wave, big smile, look around at everyone. It was a great honour. I mean, it's a huge honour to represent your country anywhere. And yeah, I love being part of it.
We also got to share the excitement with this year's Grand Marshal of the Dublin Parade. Vogue Williams joined us, and she even revealed how she managed to manifest the honour.
Well, I was kind of shocked, but like, I had been trying to put the feeders out there. I kind of was like trying to get them to give me the job because I really wanted to do it. I was like, this would be like, this is peak Irishness for me. So like, although I don't live in Ireland, it's still my home. And I was like, this would be like the dream job to get. I feel like I could die happy now that I have this job.
And by the way, you're going to be able to hear loads more from our chat with Vogue a little later on this morning.
Perhaps, though, the most reassuring moment came from someone who actually lives in Prague. Irish broadcaster Becky Miller explained why the city decided that myself and Brendan were the right people for the job.
You know what, I'm going to jump in there and tell you exactly why we chose you both to be the Grand Marshals. And I mean this, for Irish people like me living abroad, we have the opportunity to listen to you online from over here, or 98FM is far more than a radio station. For us, it's a daily link to home, to Irish voices, to Irish humour, and you both embody that connection perfectly.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Live from Prague.
In an empty nightclub.
Celebrating Paddy's Day.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy. It's your favourite game on the radio. This one's a bit different this morning because Rebecca and myself are live from an empty Duplex nightclub in the middle of Prague, staring out across the sunrise, the gorgeous sky this morning. And producer Russell is here to fill us in on what's about to happen.
Well, I thought, good morning to you
both.
Good
morning.
Considering it's your sixth birthday, congratulations
to you
both.
Thank you.
Great achievement, very proud of you. And we're in a very different location. I thought, how about we play Matchy Matchy, you two, against each other?
With each other?
For the first time.
Yes.
Are you up for it?
Yes.
Perfect, because we don't have a caller on the line standing by, right, just in
case. Also, we don't have a soundproof booth. We're going to have to send one of us somewhere else.
Go on.
I've done a recce.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a terrace on the roof.
Oh, the terrazza.
The terrazza, okay? So when people have a bit too much of Steve Aoki, they can go out there and have a little breather, okay? And that's what you're going to do. Now, for logistical reasons, yeah. Brendan, you're going to play, and you also haven't played it in a while.
Okay, thank you.
But we do have some AI prizes by AI, Rebecca
Good
Brendan.
Good morning, Craig.
If you both win this morning, you'll be returning to Dublin to receive a host of amazing prizes.
Rejuvenate with these amazing cleansing face masks.
Treat yourself with a six-pack of meanies.
And look, we know doing a show can be tiring.
So we'll be serving you continuous tea and coffee on a morning of your choice.
Alongside a selection of pastries chosen by Leanne Hannathan.
All this could be yours with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, the prizes are amazing.
Sorry, and Leanne has great taste, so I'm totally up for this.
Brendan, no
pressure. Do I need to go to the balcon now?
You are going to go. You have been selected, and you are going to win.
You just shout very loudly when I need to come back
in. I'm going to have to break my voice. So, Brendan, off you go to the soundproof booth.
See you, love.
Rebecca, you are playing first.
Yeah, I'm just here beside the DJ booth in Duplex nightclub.
Absolutely. Paul, can we have the movement bed there, please? Thank you. As he meanders away into the
Brendan
sunset.
Brendan is currently walking out to a terrace in Duplex nightclub in Prague, and I'm sitting here staring out at the beautiful city of Wentworth Square.
Rebecca, are you ready? Your first word this morning in a very special edition of Matchy Matchy is Irish.
Irish. I'm going to say Irish. Irish flag.
Your second word is paddy.
Paddy. I keep thinking of like paddies, but it's just paddy.
Paddy.
Paddy wagon.
And your third word is green.
Green. Green, I'm trying to think of how Brendan's going to play this because I really want to win the meanies. Green. I'm between two. Green shamrock.
Okay, so for Irish, you said flag.
This is very stressful.
It's very stressful. For Irish, you said flag. For paddy, you said wagon. And for green, you said shamrock. Are you locking those in?
Well, I've no choice, Russell.
Okay, lock them in. And
Brendan! Come in!
We're fetching Brendan right now from
the terrace
of Duplex nightclub in Prague.
He is running.
And I'm going to do a switcheroo. Or do I need to do a switcheroo?
You stay there,
Oh, fair enough.
You stay there.
Just enjoying the sun on the balcony.
Perfect, perfect. Okay.
Brendan, I'm not going to look at you right now.
Okay, yeah. No, we won't look at each other.
Look into that apartment
I'm
there.
I'm just staring outside.
Brendan, your first word is Irish.
Flag. I'm keeping my eyes closed, guys.
Okay, good.
The same.
Your second word is paddy.
Oh, why is it singular? It should be paddies. Paddy. Now, you've made this difficult now.
What'd you accuse
me? My eyes are still closed.
Did you accuse?
See. Oh, well, I say. Oh, no, we're not going to win. Paddy. Paddy Irishman.
And your third word is green.
Shamrock.
Have you got
Please.
A matchy matchy this morning with each other? Hit it.
No!
I'm
so sorry!
It was so close.
No, was it?
It was 2 out of 3.
No!
Paddy was the one. And Brendan, you look like you could murder me right now.
I should have been paddies. Then I would have
said
day.
The same thing. You're so alive.
You both did.
Oh, well, that's a matchy matchy, guys.
This is going to be a very awkward flight home. Unfortunately, you didn't win them. So
sorry, what was the different words?
It was paddy wagon and paddy Irishman.
I was going to say paddy wackery.
Paddy wackery, another great one, yes.
Yeah. I feel like that was kind of a win, guys. If we said the same
thing. 2 out of 3,
if we
gave
you the same feedback.
You both did give us the feedback. It wasn't a match on this occasion.
On this occasion.
conversation. That was so, so much fun. Russell, thank you so much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Oh, good morning to you. Rebecca and Brendan here live from Prague this morning. We're in Duplex Nightclub and it's a Paddy's Day special for Brendan's Bit.
Yes, it is. As the dust settles on our debut as Grand Marshals in yesterday's parade, it kind of got me thinking about the different Paddy's Day traditions around the world. Like, it was so lovely to see everyone yesterday in Prague celebrating our little island. So I found six things this morning from around the world that just tickled me.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. So up first, the St. Patrick's Parade didn't start in Ireland, guys.
What?
Yeah, no. Boston did it first in the year 1737.
Well, that's a good while ago.
Yeah, followed by New York in 1762. The first Paddy's Day Parade in Ireland, it was happened in Waterford in 1903, so like quite a while later.
Yeah.
And then Dublin didn't get its act together until 1931.
Gosh.
That was the first Paddy's Day Parade in Dublin.
Never would have thought that.
I know. Every year, Hot Springs in Arkansas in the US, it hosts the world's shortest Paddy's Day Parade.
Shortest?
Yeah, so it goes along Bridge Street, which is the world's shortest street. It's just 30 metres long. That's the length of the parade. And you know what they do on Paddy's Day every year? They inflate a pub at the end called O'Kelly's.
Oh, brilliant.
For everyone who's trekked.
That's worth that really long journey.
It really is, isn't it? Obviously, we know America goes really big for Ireland on Paddy's Day. So, Chicago dye the river green.
Yeah.
I did not know they use vegetable dye.
Oh, do they?
That's how they turn it green. And it wasn't first done to celebrate Paddy's Day. It was they first dyed it green to identify sewage leaks.
Oh.
And then they were like, that looks great. Now we'll do that for Paddy's Day.
Oh, it's by accident.
By accident.
And the colour green they use. I mean, it's just so vibrant. It's giving flubber.
Yeah, it is very flubber. March 17th is obviously a national holiday for us tomorrow.
Yes, of
Everyone
course.
Everyone will be tucked up
in
now
the
watching the parades or, you know, out of their local one. We are not the only ones, though. The Caribbean volcanic island of Montserrat is the only nation, apart from Ireland, that has March 17th as a public holiday for St. Patrick's Day.
Do they?
They do, yeah. They go all out, full week-long festival. Have you ever heard of drowning the shamrock?
No, I haven't, Brendan.
A historic Irish custom, allegedly, where a shamrock is added to the final drink of the evening and then swallowed or tossed over your shoulder for luck. Now, guys,
will we try that later?
Try it. I tried to find us fresh shamrock coming here.
Yeah, it was really,
very
really
hard
difficult
to find.
And luckily, a government minister gave us some yesterday at the end of the parade.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so if you can find some shamrock, maybe you can throw it over your shoulder for luck.
Or have a shamrock shake.
Yeah, or just befriend a government minister. And finally, I love this one. New London in Wisconsin every year celebrates what it calls Hooligan Day.
Hooligan Day? Oh, that's a typical Thursday for me.
It is. Lots of mischief and shenanigans. So members of the Shamrock Club of New London, they act as leprechauns, and what they do is they change the city's welcome signs from New London to read New Dublin.
Oh.
They leave them up for a week. Can you imagine if you visited?
Gosh.
You'd be like, Google Maps has got me wrong again.
Yeah.
That is Brendan's Bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Top of the morning to you. Yesterday, myself and Brendan had the honour of being the Grand Marshals of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague. It was such an amazing experience, and it was just incredible to see our little country being celebrated abroad.
Yeah, it was. Genuinely so, so heartwarming just to see another country like want to celebrate us so much. There were thousands of people dressed in a sea of green. There were very large Irish wolfhounds there, which we were obsessed with.
Oh, impeccable. There was a fella from Galway playing the bagpipes, huge inflatables, a huge leprechaun. There was a harp, a giant glass, and lots more. And in terms of positioning, just to paint the picture for you, myself and Brendan, we were sandwiched between St. Patrick himself, a government minister, and the Irish ambassador. It was a surreal experience. And we were honestly just so blown away by the commitment of some of the characters.
Sorry, look at the Molly Malone
sorry.
Part.
Iconic.
Selling her wares, literally.
Molly, come here.
Molly's hashtag Molly's
Molly
merch.
Molly Malone. Oh, and there's St. Bridget herself.
Molly's merch, what?
Wow.
And I tell you what, then Molly Malone was very qualified for the job, if you follow my drift. if you've been if you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll know that we won an award a few years ago, and on stage Rebecca had a wardrobe malfunction. Did you lose your shoe?
Oh yeah, so my shoe, I did an ankle strap of a heel, if you can imagine, and the heel came off. It was just strapped to my ankle. I was hobbling up on stage.
Well, here we go again. Yesterday, mid parade, there we are waving as grand marshals in the parade, when there was a wobble on the cobbles.
Marshal down, marshal down.
Me feet, there's a heel.
It's the heel and the cobbles. Oh, the cobbles. They don't really mix.
Now the streets are very chic, but oh dear. Oh.
The heel and the cobbles didn't really mix yesterday.
Oh no, they didn't, but they looked great. And if you've ever wondered what's going through the mind of someone walking in a St. Patrick's Day parade, here's some of our inner monologue.
St. Patrick, how are you feeling?
Oh, you've been flat out banishing the snakes. No, they're all gone. They're now in my jacket.
Yeah. Would really recommend to Vogue to wave a flag and not her hands.
Wave, Brendan, and smile. Oh, here we go.
Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone.
Oh, we won't. I won't do a jig just yet.
She'll lose the sash.
Yeah, the sash is on the floor, lads.
Have your thermals on underneath there?
Oh, do you? Oh, good. What do you say after you
and
say
the rest of the day to yourself?
Oh, and the rest of the day to yourself.
But whatever you're having yourself. Did you ever think the two of us would be walking through the streets of Prague?
Can you take a pic, Ireland?
Me having a lovely mindful moment. She's like, get the picture.
Me and to get be the fair, content.
You were dead right, because that shot is lovely. When we got to the main stage at the end with thousands of people there ready to watch all the entertainment, there was a band with an excellent name, Foggy Dude.
Foggy Dude,
there's
yeah.
a bit of a timing issue though. I think one of them was hungry. And I was like, welcome to the stage, Foggy Dude. And there was just one of the singers was like, what we would describe as inhaling.
A rap.
Yeah. Fair play to him. That's the Irish spirit now. Chicken fillet rap.
And then they were filling a bit of time as well. It was a bit like what we do. And we just start singing. St. Patrick himself belted out some of his biggest hits on the main stage. And he really can do it all. Honestly, that man banishing the snakes at Ireland and performing like Celine Dion.
Go on, Will. Prague, thank you so much for having us as your grand marshals.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Monday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan, live from Prague.
Now, Dublin is getting ready for one of the biggest events of the year, St. Patrick's Day. This year's Grand Marshal is the fabulous Vogue Williams, a proud dub, a global media star, and soon to be professional waver. Good morning, Vogue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good, thanks, Vogue. Come here. How did you react when you first got the call asking you to be Grand Marshal for the Paddy's Day Parade?
I was kind of shocked, but like I had been trying to put the feeders out there. I kind of was like trying to get them to give me the job because I really wanted to do it. I was like, this would be like, this is peak Irishness for me. So like, although I don't live in Ireland, it's still my home. And I was like, this would be like the dream job to get. I feel like I could die happy now that I have this job.
Vogue, you're a proud dub. What are your earliest memories of Paddy's Day in Ireland?
I mean, I think we all go through the cycle of Paddy's Day. So like when you're younger, your parents are dragging you into town and you're like, it's just so fascinating to watch the whole thing. And it was such a big deal for us to do. And like, I mean, in fairness to them, like it's tough to get kids in and out and all that kind of stuff. And they did it for us every year. And then you go through the phase of you're drinking with your mates, hiding in bushes. And then it goes on to like pub crawl. So we used to have this massive pub crawl that we did on Camden Street for Paddy's Day because everywhere we just packed and fun. And now I've gone back to parade because I've got my kids. Yeah.
The theme is roots. What does that mean to you? And I guess we're not talking hair here.
No, I will get my roots done for Tuesday. Roots to me is like there's so many Irish people who leave Ireland to go and work other places and to live other places, and we kind of do it with J1s in America, but like your roots always tie you back to home. And I think that an Irish person, like we have such strong ties with our home country. And like even when like whenever I say I'm going home, that like I'm just going home to Ireland, even though I don't live there, it's always home. And I think that that's what roots means to me, just always having that kind of Irish presence within me.
Vogue, how are you feeling about tomorrow? Like, are you nervous? Do you have any fears?
I've been having these nightmares because Joanne's like, what are you going to do if someone throws something at you? And I'm like, Joanne. And she's like, they could throw something. I had a nightmare that someone threw a potato at me and it hit me in the eyebrow and my eyebrow burst open.
Okay, well, I was going to say, at least it was on brand, but you know.
Yeah. Throw crisps at me. Just throw root, Irish crisps.
A root vegetable.
Have you practiced your wave yet?
No, and I have really big hands. So like I've spent my whole life trying to hide my hands because they'd take someone out if I wave too hard.
Now they're going to be on the sixth one.
I kind of do. You'll see me. Yeah, you'll see me. I won't do a full open hand because then okay. You'll see the size, the sheer vastness of it. So okay. It'll be like a closed wave.
Okay. Vogue, have you decided on what you're going to wear to be Grand Marshal?
I'm going a bit more relaxed and chill vibes and all Irish. So I'm going Paul Costello. I've borrowed a couple of his coats, so I have to decide which one. And then I'm wearing Laura Chambers cashmere, a little jumper. I just want to be warm. Yeah. And I think I'm going to go gloves. I might wear like a body warmer. And you know those, I have one of those things that wraps around your stomach that's a hot water bottle. So maybe one of them.
Because
Victoria Smurfit, yeah, Victoria Smurfit, here's some advice. She said it was freezing last year. Right. So she said to wrap up well. And so I've really taken on board what she said. And she told me that it would be a very busy day. So you'll be very busy.
Okay. After the parade is finished, do you know, have you much to do or what are your plans after the parade?
Well, I think I get to go and have a lunch with loads of fancy, cool people and people from the parade. And I'm taking my sister along. But the last time I took Amber to something was the Brits, and I didn't think we were going to make the after party.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be an incredible few days, Vogue. You're going to be a fantastic Grand Marshal in Dublin. Thank you so much for all your advice and for joining us this morning on 98FM.
Thank you for having me.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.